relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Looks good in this run. We're coming forward with the side stick.
Looks good.
Roger. I've got a blowout. Paper three.
Get your pitch to zero.
Pitch is out. I can't hold altitude.
Correction. Alpha hold is off. Trip selected. Emergency. Flight calm. I can't hold it.
It's okay. They have rebuilt him. We're getting there. Thanks to everybody. I don't know. Should I post the photograph on Twitter, on social media? I just sent it to my kids, and my son says I so did not want to see that while I'm eating lunch. 28 staples. I counted them out. I didn't count them in because I was sedated in the OR, but we are back. Sebastian Gorka, America First, the knee surgery is working. The doctor is happy. Those 29 staples, goodbye. Goodbye. Forever, I hope. We are back. Thank you, Shad. I just like that song. Let's have a version of that music without the Gorka interjects that we can use again and again because my mental age is 14 and always will be. Welcome, my friends. It feels like a Friday for some reason. I know why it feels like a Friday, because we have just recorded the next episode. How is it episode 5? That's insanity, man. We've already recorded the fifth episode of the battle for 1600 with Boris Epstein, and it was a doozy. He told me a story from the Trump campaign, from inside Trump Tower, that not even I knew. How will you know it? So easy. You listen to this show. You're watching us live on YouTube, on Facebook streaming. You catch us. I actually, you know, very popular. The after we air postings that John puts up on Instagram TV, each individual hour, is super popular as well. Some people just love it on Instagram, I guess. Well, you can get the podcast of the show. You can get it 24/7 cycling at the website, sebgorka.com. But just for the election, the real deep dive, the stuff that you just will not hear what Boris shared with me today anywhere else is on the battle for 1600. We've got 240 days left. And that means we've got at least, I don't know, can I do math quickly on the fly? It's at least, 30 episodes. At least 30 episodes to go. What happens after that? Who knows? We shall see. In the meantime, enough of me. Well, maybe a little bit more. So I'm going to the post office today just to check things out, mail something. I love the ladies at the post office. Super, super ladies. Pull up in my car, and next to me, somebody's pulling out. And I've seen him before at the post office. He's a very civilized southern gentleman. He's got that lilt, that southern drawl. And he waves at me as I'm trying to... I'm still listening to Mark Stein on the radio, hosting for Rush. And he pulls his window down. He wants to talk to me. And he knows who I am. I don't know who he is, but we've passed each other in the post office. And he says, could you just get one message to the president? I said, what? Can you make sure that he stops calling Biden sleepy? And I have to control. I mean, it is the toughest thing in the world for me not to snap this guy's head off, metaphorically speaking. He's a good guy. He goes on to talk to me about the amount of money that he's donated to Republican campaigns, to the GOP in general. He's a good guy. And that's why I just, I don't bite my tongue because I have to give a response. But it is a robust response to this lovely chap. And I say, no, not doing that because that's why we elected him. But, you know, now that it's going to be Biden, couldn't he just be a little bit more gentle on him? And this is where I unpacked. I kept it civil. You know, this is the new me. This is the, you know, this is the post-LASIK, bionic, post-knee surgery Sebastian. So just a little bit, you know. I'll never be accused of being milquetoast, but at least I don't rip my shirt like some kind of clown like Alex Jones. And I say the following. We are talking about one of the most corrupt politicians in mainstream American politics. This is a man who's been at the government trough for himself for 40 years. This is a man who tried to destroy the life of Clarence Thomas, a godly black man, because he dared... as a black man, to be a conservative nominee to the Supreme Court. Joe Biden is running that hearing, that high-tech lynching, as Justice Thomas rightfully called it, that seminal event that turned Andrew Breitbart from being a mindless liberal, as he describes himself, to being one of the most important conservative fighters for freedom in our nation in the last 100 years. The same Joe Biden who at least 5 members of his family are involved in the most corrupt practices related to his access, whether it's his brother, Frank, whether it's his son. And Burisma's just the latest corruption story. Getting a Ukrainian prosecutor fired whilst he was holding up more than $1 billion worth of Obama's aid to the Ukraine because that prosecutor was investigating the company that was giving his son $80,000 a month for a no-show job. It's just the last story. The son who rolls around in rental cars, crashing them, leaving crack pipes in them with his dead brother's attorney general, state attorney general badge under the seat. It begins right at the beginning of Hunter Biden's career when he's given a cushy job at one of the biggest credit card transaction management companies in the world when his father, Joe Biden, just happens to be the senator who's in charge of the new legislation that deals with people who are defaulting on their credit card payments and how they can be more easily got after by the credit card companies. And the company that profits the most just happens to give Hunter Biden his first cushy job. This is just the stuff that I can remember on the top of my head at the beginning of our 3 hour show. It's all in Peter Schweitzer's new book, Profiles of Corruption. Just read the summary at Breitbart.com. And you, dear conservative, God bless your little soul, want the president not to call him sleepy? Sleepy? How about rank, corrupt, crooked, bent, felonious would be a more accurate description of who Joe Biden is? Please, let's be in it to win it. Let's forever divest ourselves of the rhino attitudes. Let's take those milquetoast approaches and put them in the grinder, stamp on them, burn them, incinerate them, because our nation is worth it. Let's be serious about saving the republic. Wow, today's show. In studio, Breitbart's Washington political editor, Matt Boyle, Baron Boris, Andrew Klavan, and Pastor Robert Jeffries, and you.
A man, a legend, a legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Yes, indeed. No illegal immigrants allowed here. You got to love the country, be born here, or come here legally and get naturalized. I am Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, and this is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Thank you to all of you who've donated thousands of dollars already to our Food for the Poor campaign, helping the starving children just south of the border in our hemisphere in Guatemala. We're living so well in this country right now. It's time to give back. It's Easter. It's Lent. Half of the children in rural Guatemala, think of this one thing, half of them don't have access to safe drinking water. Paul Jacobs of Food for the Poor describes what he found when he went there and these rusty 55-gallon barrels of water.
What do you see? You see all
kinds of things moving around in there.
All kinds of things moving around and little particles, bugs. But what is most dangerous is the things you don't see. The things that when she boils the water for her children, it's not going to get it clean enough. It's not going to ever be healthy enough for them to drink. And why it's so important that we help these families get water for life.
Thank you, Paul. You can make a difference right now for these children. A donation in any amount counts. It's all tax deductible. I'm going to call this $1,000 Thursday, but just one figure, $80, provides food and clean water for a child for a whole year. Go to my website, sebgorka.com. Click the Feed the Starving Families banner and please make a donation today. You can call them on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Or just go to my website, sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com, and click on the Feed the Starving Families banner. Make a difference today. Be a modern missionary in this Easter Lenten season. We are back. It is that time of the week. Always so excited to have Mr. Washington Politics, the Washington political editor for Breitbart.com, the most influential conservative website out there. He is Matt Boyle. Tag him on Twitter, mboyle1. Matt, if we had you here for the whole three hours, we couldn't cover the last 72 hours in Democrat politics.
Unbelievable.
I mean, okay, so let me ask the simple question. Let's start with a big picture, and then you shoot me down, or you give me your insight.
I mean, just since last Thursday at CPAC, things.
Yes!
I mean, like,
right!
How much has changed since then?
And in the last hour and a half with Liz Warren.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this. Is Bernie done for? Has the establishment corralled itself from Buttigieg to everybody else around this unsympathetic, low-energy, quintessential swamp individual called Biden?
It's not over yet, but it's not looking good for Bernie Sanders and his socialist revolution. Let's just put it that way. He needs a miracle to come back and win this thing in the end, or to have a shot at it. He needs to do really well in a lot of these upcoming states. He doesn't have much margin for error. And the reason for that is that what happened in the few days after South Carolina was the Democrat establishment coalesced behind Joe Biden really quick. And it's pretty clear. Joe Biden didn't win Super Tuesday. The DNC machine gave it to him. They took it from Bernie and they gave it to him. So there's a few things that happen in the lead up to Super Tuesday that are really important. Terry McAuliffe, the former governor of Virginia and former DNC chair, endorsed Joe Biden. That means the whole Virginia machine got behind him. That's why he won Virginia, even though he was outspent by $18 million by Mike Bloomberg.
So Clinton's hatchet man, Hillary Clinton's hatchet man, McAuliffe, sent the message.
And then in that... in the state of Virginia, McAuliffe's machine went to work. Biden did like barely any campaign events or spent barely any money in Virginia. So it's like, how the hell did he win that big? Sorry, I didn't mean to say that bad of a word here. But how the heck did he win that big of a race in Virginia to the point where Bloomberg didn't even get any delegates after spending $18 million there? Bernie did get a handful of pittance out of Virginia. But it wasn't just Virginia. Beto O'Rourke came in for him in Texas. The Texas machine came in. Amy Klobuchar, who had dropped out at the urging of the party elders, the behind-the-scenes people, the Obamas and so on and so forth, came in for him in Minnesota. In Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, the supposed leftist progressive socialist who really doesn't actually believe in what she puts forward, is more loyal to the party establishment than she is to the ideas she supposedly espouses. And she just dropped out today. But she stayed in Massachusetts. That blocked Bernie in Massachusetts and in Maine, nearby neighboring Maine. And so Biden wins all of these states that he probably shouldn't have won. And Bloomberg really underperformed across
tragically, the board. Tragically. Historically.
And now Warren's out of the race, and it's really a two-person race. And so, again, Bernie's going to need a huge night in Michigan. He needs to not just win Michigan. He needs to win decisively. Upcoming on Tuesday. Other states upcoming that Bernie needs to do really well in, other Rust Belt states, like upper Midwest states, like a Wisconsin or a Pennsylvania or an Ohio. Bernie has a slim path still, but it's not looking good for him. And it's pretty clear they came for Bernie on Tuesday night, and they seem to have delivered pretty close to a knockout blow to him.
Now, this is why I don't do predictions, because you know, people don't check up on you. But even I am surprised. Are you surprised with the alacrity? I love the word. He used the word pittance. It's a great word. Are you surprised with the rapidity with how quick and organized the DNC were to make those deals with Buttigieg, with Klobuchar, that it was boom, 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 like that?
A little bit of shocking, because you didn't really see that coming as fast as it did, but it was Biden needed to demonstrate that he could win one state, and he did in South Carolina. It's the first state he's ever won. He's run for president three times over 30 years. He finally won a state, and then right when that happened, the machine kicked into gear. But the idea that Joe Biden won these states that he won on Super Tuesday is just not true. The establishment won them for him. Right? Like, he didn't really campaign that well. I mean, he can't even remember what day of the week it is. He can't
or
even
who
remember
his sister is.
Or what state he's in. So he mixes up all these different things. And then, and by the way, I'm glad that he brought his sister on the stage, because now it's Joe Biden is showcasing off the family business, right? Like, his sister's in on it, too, because she's built a whole ton of millions of dollars from the campaign. His two brothers have got all these different side contracts going in. in foreign countries. Frank and James, Hunter Biden, where is Hunter? Right, like he wasn't there that night. So
well, he's doing his paintings. You saw that in the New York Times. He's an artist now.
Yeah, because he couldn't get a job selling political connections at UCLA. But again, the fact of the matter is, at this stage, it looks like the establishment has rallied the troops behind Biden, which is probably good for President Trump in that Biden has many of the same weaknesses that Hillary Clinton has. And does anybody really get up in the morning and say, what can I do to help Joe Biden today? No. They do that for Sanders, and they do that for Trump.
Wow. That's why you're our guest. That is so on the money. The big question now for the Democrats is the establishment enough? I have my answer. Also, Matt Boyle has his. Stay tuned for more here on America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Tag this man. We'll get him back on the social media battlefield. M. Boyle 1. Don't touch that dial. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the battle for 1600.
America First, magnificent.
Superb analysis from Matt Boyle, Breitbart Washington political editor, who said, you just don't wake up in the morning excited about Joe Biden, especially...
Not even his paid staff.
But yeah. Especially if you're not sleeping on Mike Lindell's MyPillow. See? Slick. I sleep on Mike Lindell's MyPillow. The president does. He admitted it at one of his rallies. And you can too. Mike sold 45 million of these pillows. Why don't you have one? Especially when he's giving you, my buddy, 60% off. It doesn't matter what you're buying. The regular pillow, the body pillow, the travel pillow. I love the travel pillow. The pet bed. Killian, my Belgian shepherd, loves his MyPillow pet bed. And especially now he's got the twofer, the Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets. 2-for-1. Mike says you'll never sleep on anything so luxurious. Go now to MyPillow.com. Call 800-829-8468. 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Special code Gorka, G-O-R-K-A. We were talking in the break. We keep the mics on for YouTube. Guys, stop texting me. I know the mics are on, okay? We do it on purpose because people like that kind of stuff. This is Nancy's analysis of Liz Warren's decision today. This is the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Cut 8.
But I do think there's a certain element of misogyny that is there. And some of it isn't really mean-spirited. It just isn't their experience. Many of them will tell you they had a strong mom, they have strong sisters, they have strong daughters, but they, you know, they have their own insecurities.
So you're a sexist, you just don't know it, and you're insecure. Great way to get votes, isn't it, Matt?
Yeah, well, I guess the patriarchy wins again, right?
Like, On the left,
in the Democrat primary. Like, look, here's the thing, right? Like, they had several women running for president this time. The voters on the Democrat side of the aisle clearly made clear they are not interested
in Elizabeth Warren primaries.
Or Tulsi Gabbard is technically still running.
How is she still in?
I don't know.
What is that about?
She's on a mission, some kind of a mission. I don't understand why.
It's like
why.
The Blues Brothers. But anyway,
Kamala
God.
Harris, they had the opportunity there. I mean, there's several other women. Amy Klobuchar, the voters on the Democrat side of the aisle rejected them. They are going with two septuagenarian old white men. And so...
Can I just be very clear here? The youngest man running for president today in America is my old boss, the president of the United States, Donald Trump. Yep. The youngest.
Youngest. Whippersnapper Donald Trump.
Let's get serious for a second with our buddy Matt Boyle. I got to play this audio. Let's play the reaction to what Chuck Schumer did when he called for violence. He said, "You won't know what hit you, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh." Mitch McConnell said this on the floor of the House in reaction. Cut six.
Many already know what the Democratic leader shouted outside the Supreme Court yesterday morning. I'm sorry to have to read it into the record. First, he prompted a crowd of left-wing activists to boo two of the associate justices, as though Supreme Court justices were professional athletes, and Senator Schumer were jeering from the stands. And then the senior senator from New York said this, "I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you've released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions." End quote.
Is that, in the last minute we have with you, Matt, are there going to be consequences for Chuck Schumer doing something like that? Because that's shocking.
Well, Senator Josh Hawley has introduced a formal censure resolution. Mitch McConnell has not yet signed on to that. We'll see if he does down the road. Sure, McConnell's speech today was great on the floor of the Senate, but let's see if he steps forward and actually starts taking actions. In addition to that, I mean, it's pretty clear that Chuck Schumer's comments there were a threat to the justices of the Supreme
Why
Court.
Why did he do that?
Because the left knows that they're losing, so now they resort. That this is what the left does. They resort back to violence. That's their true nature if they are losing a political battle. And so that's why you're seeing the calls to violence.
This is massively important, my friends. You've got to remember what this man just said. When they start losing and know they're losing, the left gets even more extreme. So think about what that means for the next 242 days. I'm Sebastian Gorka. You've been listening to the Washington Political Editor for Breitbart.com. Follow his writings every day. Check out Breitbart every morning, every evening. And tag this man on social media until he surrenders. M. Boyle 1. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next on 833-334-6752. Have you signed up? I got two texts yesterday from people who've done it. They've moved their phones and their phone numbers to patriotmobile.com. Why? If you're with one of the big companies, Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint, they're not on your side. These are companies that take money that you've paid them for your phone, your texts, your calls, and they give it to Planned Parenthood, to gun control organizations. Don't help the left. Go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. You can transfer your number and you will get a free Motorola Moto Z3 Play right now if you transfer between one or four lines. You can call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. This is the company that stands by the Constitution and donates part of your bill every year, every month, to organizations that stand up for the U.S. Constitution, for the Second Amendment, for pro-life. Go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka. That's patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Back with your calls here, 833-334-6752.
Oh, there he is. Here's my guy. Good job. How's your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank you.
I heard good.
Yes, Mr. President. Very good. Somebody's just sent me. Tom, you just really, why do you send me? I guess it makes for fun radio. This is Liz Warren's I Surrender letter. I'm going to start with the news. I wanted you to hear it straight from me. Today, I'm suspending our campaign for president. And then she goes on for 1,032 words. Really? Really? Do you know an op-ed piece is 700 words? You couldn't just, like, gracefully bow out. 1,032 words. Thank you, Eric, for counting them. I look up and the call board is full. I love you guys. If anybody drops off, the number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's work down. Let's start with Mark in New Jersey, line one.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. A quick comment on Mr. Biden. It's hard to believe he used to be able to speak in complete sentences. But my point is this, Doctor.
Yeah.
Mr. Chuck Schumer's threats to our Supreme Court justices, there are many unstable people out there.
Yes.
And Mr. Schumer's inflammatory, violent language can cause these people to act out violently, as happened, Dr. Gorka, when CNN pushed the lie, hands up, don't shoot, and trashed our police. Many policemen and women were injured and killed because wackos influenced by the fake news media just went wild. For example, the five police murdered in Dallas, they were shot by a obsessive CNN viewer, and Mr. Steve Scalise was shot by a big fan of MSNBC.
No, hang on, Mark. Not just a fan of MSNBC. We're talking about a Bernie bro, a volunteer for the Bernie Sanders campaign. So this is what, who is it? Is it Glenn Beck who keeps talking about this? This is called the Overton window. This is when you move what is permissible language more and more to the extreme. And this is what they're doing. Can you just find, everybody talks about the president's tweets. I talked to you about my experience outside the post office today. Please don't call. Tell the president not to say Sleepy Joe. Not to say Sleepy Joe. You know what I should have said to my buddy at the post office? How about the minority leader of the Democrats in the Senate saying, you won't know what hit you, Supreme Court?
Yes, and may I say one more thing, Doctor?
You may. Just wait for my blood pressure to go down. Carry on, Mark.
Thank you. When President Trump was acquitted of this phony circus impeachment, CNN had a banner on the bottom of the screen. They held on for 5 minutes. It said, quote, you should be mad as hell and show people you won't take it anymore. That's the kind of dangerous propaganda that Schumer is spouting. And if people get injured or hurt because of it, he has no one to blame but himself for that.
Yeah, I need to see that, Chiron. That's fascinating. It's the first time I've heard that. God bless you, Mark. Thank you for calling. Let's continue down the line. Frank in California, line two. Welcome to America First.
Hi.
Hello.
I have been a long-time listener, and I really enjoy your show.
Thank you kindly.
I think the Democrats are making a terrible mistake. And if I was one, I would be thinking about helping Trump get elected. And
because? Explain that.
I'm just about to. The next 4 years would be a good opportunity. They don't have a good candidate, so they're wasting their time and money with the flunkies that are up there. If they would help Trump get all the things done that he's been doing, because he's been doing a remarkable job, and they have to recognize that, they can find a way. If they join him for the next 4 years, they can use that.
Stop, Frank. Frank, are you deliberately trying to provoke me? I mean, seriously, or are you just living in a fantasy land? I get to talk now. Frank, the people who have called this man treasonous, a traitor, colluding with Russia, a puppet of Vladimir Putin, those are the people who could just swallow all that and cooperate with this man? In what universe, Frank?
Well, that stuff runs off Trump's back like water off a duck.
That's not the point. I'm not talking about the president. The president will work with anybody who cares about this nation. I'm talking about the insanity of a completely psycho left. These people wanted to impeach him 19 minutes after he was sworn in. Washington Post, the impeachment of Donald Trump starts now. This is a party where the Speaker of the House calls him a criminal and a felon. And you think that person, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, who's now calling for violence against the Supreme Court, in any universe could actually cooperate with President Trump? Please.
Yeah. Politicians are politicians.
Oh, no. Frank. Then you've been asleep for the last 3.5 years. If you believe you've been asleep for the last 3.5 years, there is no way on God's... I know what he's done. Yes, But they are beyond reason. It is ideological for them. This is beyond normalcy. Let's go to Dave in Arizona. Guys, get real. Dave, hit it.
Yeah, thanks. This was such a blessing what Schumer did yesterday, because he's just illustrated that the left is trying to deconstruct all of our political institutions. And thankfully,
violently, with force. Yeah,
and Trump's the most transparent president. He'll be able to put a spotlight on this.
Yeah. Look, can I just say one thing?
It'll be a blessing for the Republic.
I completely missed this as I was discussing this. The Chief Justice, Mr. Rhino himself, the Chief Justice had to make a statement. The man who made Obamacare possible by legislating from the bench, the antithesis of what the Supreme Court should be, the man who shut down senators like Paul, who would use the name of the fake whistleblower during the Senate trial. Even Chief Justice Roberts had to say, this is wrong. You're right, Dave. You've got it. This is going to be in every campaign ad for the next 242 days. God bless you. Stay on the line. Let's give Dave a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. More of your calls on 833-334-6752. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real and has no negative side effects. And pain relief, most important of all, that's natural and affects the source of the pain, which is the inflammation. I am now 14 months pain-free. My lower back pain issue is gone 2 weeks after I started taking Relief Factor. And since my knee surgery, I've been taking 3 Relief Factor packets every morning. And guess what? I came off my synthetic painkillers a week ago. That's how amazing this stuff is. After serious knee surgery, drilled through my patella. That's how good this stuff is. Find out if it could work for you by going to ReliefFactor.com and ordering the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Look, you just owe it to yourself. Just find out. Less than a dollar a day. You deserve to be the next success story. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back on 833-334-6752.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Let's have some fun. Let's go to line 3, William, California. Hello, William. Hello, wake up.
Yes, that's Corker.
Yes.
Can you hear me? I'm on the Cajon Pass here in Southern California. Thanks for taking my call.
You've got 2 minutes. You've got to be quick. Come on, William. Why did you call?
Well, you know, I saw you on the internet the other night, and you had some pretty questionable comments to InfoWars. What was it?
Yes, InfoWars. It's a joke. Go ahead.
Well, you know, they are a news channel, one of which many Americans look to and get a lot of information from, sir.
I know, about transgender frogs, chemtrails and FEMA camps. They're loonies, my friend. Loonies.
You gotta look a little bit deeper than that.
No, I don't need to, because I don't look deeper into a show where the host, what's his name, Alex Smith or whatever, where he thinks ripping his shirt off is news. It's a bunch of cranks. It's a bunch of kooks, my friend. And if you're watching it, I feel sorry for you, because they are part of the problem. They undermine the conservative right. And these are people, I just was sent a video where this host, Alex Smith or whatever his name is, was yucking it up, standing next to and defending an individual who is with the most rabid Holocaust denier in America today, Nick Fuentes. So, hey, William, do you believe that the Holocaust happened?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
So why do you promote an organization that gives top cover to some of the worst Holocaust deniers in the world today?
Well, I don't believe that would be something that would be legitimate. No, I don't. But I do know that there's a lot of people that are causing problems that are being identified because of Alex Jones.
Okay, it doesn't matter. He's a clown. He's a clown. He's absurd. He screams. He talks about the need that he has to bash my brains out, is what he said on that video clip. We don't need that on the right, okay? I'm a former deputy assistant to the president, the strongest supporter you can find of the president on national radio today, who hasn't criticized the president, because I think loyalty is important for those who want to rebuild the republic. And Alex Smith, or whatever his name is, wants to bash my brains out. William, you need to reassess your understanding of InfoWars. They are kooks, they're crazies, and they undermine the right. And I want you to stay on the line, because I'm going to give you the link to that video where he stands shoulder to shoulder with Nick Fuentes, one of the most rabid Holocaust deniers in the world today. And you'll see Alex next to him, and then you have to draw the right conclusion if you want to stand with Holocaust deniers, because I don't. Thank you, William. This is America First, back with Baron Boris Epstein, your calls, Andrew Klavan, Pastor Robert Jeffries, here on America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast. Our number, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752.